Hey, everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here. And World War III is one big fake scripted event, much like World War II and World War I was. And now we're seeing the latest move towards further fear-mongering the public into complete bondage. Of course, World War I and World War II led to massive moves globally into tyrannical global states, United Nations, Israel, of course, the Soviet Union, and you can go on and on and on. They create problem, reaction, solution. And now it is Iran in the middle of this whole crisis with Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Palestine, Lebanon, Yemen, the United States, Britain. I mean, they are bringing us onto the brink of war. Survival.news says Iran strikes Israel as region plunges into escalation cycle that could end in nuclear war. Now, people want to pick sides on this. This is the most dangerous thing that people could do, is pick sides, because at the end of the day, they are all on the same page, my friends. They have articles coming out of the Sun like this. The Gates of Hell, terrifying simulation, reveals how apocalyptic Iran versus Israel war would quickly go nuclear and spiral into World War III. Well, yeah, it's true. A terrifying simulation could reveal such a thing. The thing is that what we are seeing is the simulation. It is one big scripted out simulation. This was all a false flag attack. Of course, Iran is involved. So is Israel. So is the US. So is MI6, CIA, Mossad, etc. They're all in on it. This is how you get the Great Reset to happen. So, yeah, we're going to talk a bit about what happened today. It says Iran attack on Israel. What was shot down and by which country? What exactly happened? Is it similar to the October 7th attacks? Why was it allowed to happen? How did it get so far? And of course, we're going to tell you about solutions for this issue and how it's escalating and how it can be, you know, decompressed if we move in the right direction here. But before we get into this and more, my friends, make sure to check those links below. Never been more important to check this out. Heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off on your order. This could save your life because you won't be dependent on the Great Reset, on the food rations, on the CBDC's carbon credit scores. So you won't be dependent on, you know, if you don't go and get conscripted and go to war, you won't be able to have food. You won't be dependent on mRNA bug food. This is a way to actually ensure the longevity of your freedom and allow you to fight back and allow you to build a bright, beautiful new civilization in the aftermath of the fall of the new Tower of Babel, which they are currently in the process of building, my friend. So check out heavensharvest.com. Again, that's code WAM, W-A-M. And while you're at it, my friends, I urge people to go and check the link we have in the description for Wild Pastures. Speaking of mRNA food, we need to avoid this. Wild Pastures allows you to get, if you go through our link, especially 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood, all raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature-controlled and customizable. It's no modified RNA, no mRNA, no hormones, no GMOs, no nothing, no other chemicals. And this helps support the farmers while supporting yourself, your health, and your ability to fight back against this attack on farmers and the food supply. So I urge people to check that link for Wild Pastures in the description. Anyway, let's get into this. So they say Iran has striked Israel. They say they send a bunch of suicide drones after Israel. They say that they want to get Turkey and the European Union and the UK involved in this war, as well as the United States and even Canada. They say all these things because they say them because they were scripted long ago. Just about a week and a half ago, the United States warned that both Syria and Iran will attack Israel. And the day that it was supposed to happen, it didn't happen. Okay. But then we see what we saw a couple days ago now. And everyone's in a panic. Oh, my God, they're bringing in World War III here. Yes, they are. But it isn't Iran versus Israel or Israel versus Iran. It is Zionist ethnostate and globalist bankers and the military industrial complex and the pharma lobby versus humanity. This is good versus evil, evil versus good. It depends on what side you wish to find yourself on. And this is the real problem here. This whole thing has been scripted. Iran was propped up by the United States many years ago. 1953, we saw the coup. Now, people say there's a revolution by the Ayatollahs. I was called out on Twitter over this, and I'm always okay with being called out. But the problem is, when they say, yeah, the Ayatollah was fighting the CIA, is that so? Who armed them? Who funded them? Who gave them their weapons? Who armed and funded Mujahideen and Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the Taliban and the Muslim Brotherhood to fight the CIA and Mossad? Who armed them? Well, of course, they were armed by the very people they were allegedly fighting, because it's controlled opposition. And that leads us to where we are today. Iran has some of the nicest people in the world. It has been one of the more peaceful countries internationally. Now, you can argue about what happens on the ground in Iran, but the truth is quite clear. And, you know, we're seeing a repeat. It's biblical. Benjamin Netanyahu says, don't forget what Amalek has done to us. And he's pushing a Jewish prophecy that would end in killing all men, women, and children, all babies suckling at the teat, all cows, all chickens, all sheep, everything, and devastating a civilization. And he's already said that we want to, you know, eviscerate and exterminate all people in this land. Now, obviously, those are genocidal comments. At the same time, we also have, of course, the calls for the Greater Israel Project to branch from the Nile to the Euphrates, a giant Zionist ethnostate, which is what Moses Hess, which is one of the first communists in the world, a communist philosopher and a Zionist, called for years ago, and what actually inspired the Bolshevik Revolution. Interestingly, at the same time that Israel was coming to be, Russia saw the October Revolution happen, which led to the creation of the Bolshevik uprising, which killed many men, women, and children, countless people. It ended up killing 50 to 60 million people long term, and all in the favor of creating this ethno state in Israel, which we've seen in World War II. It emboldened that. So these are scripted events. And Iran, 1953, there's a coup, just like in 2014 in Ukraine, just like we saw technically in 1917 with Russia and the U.S., just like we saw with Israel in around 1914, 1915, as well as in 1948, and now again today. This is a controlled collapse, just like China was propped up by the United States, and so was Taiwan. I mean, they're creating the puzzle pieces. They're creating the pawns. They're creating the knights. They're creating the king and the queen, and we as pawns are being sacrificed for the king and the queen, and it's devastating, and it will lead to a huge amount of death in order to bring, as an excuse to bring us into the Great Reset, so that they have an excuse for constant lockdowns across the board. So they have an excuse for insanely dystopian restrictions and 15-minute cities and carbon credit and social credit scores and CBDCs and all these kinds of things. They need a crisis so they can have an excuse for supply chain issues where they have food rations, or, you know, a grid down scenario where they can control your electricity and what you do on a daily basis. This is important for people to understand. Middle East Eye says Iran attack on Israel. What was shot down and by which country? And, you know, I was looking at this one point down the list. It says a small number of ballistic missiles got through Israel's defenses, hitting the Navatim air base in southern Israel. Hagari said it caused light structural damage to the facility, but the base was still functioning. A young Palestinian Bedouin girl was critically wounded when shrapnel from the intercepted ballistic missile hit her family home near Erad in the southern Negev region. Imagine that the Israelis counteract a suicide drone and just happen to hit a Palestinian home, killing a child. You know, it's always a sacrifice. That's what they're doing. They're sacrificing men, women, and children. And look, what Iran did was, well, I guess you could say wrong, because it's shooting themselves in the foot and it's actually making Israel more powerful. But it should be noted that how did they possibly get those drones with all the warnings all the way from Iran to Israel? It's absurd. They would have had to go through probably Turkish airspace, Iraqi, Syrian airspace. They would have had to go probably through Lebanese airspace. It's absurd. I just don't buy it. Israel's Iron Dome is really strong. It was built by, the global military industrial complex, and has insanely high quality. That's again exactly why the October 7th attack was nonsense, because how did, you know, these guys in rags get over a fence, attack this festival, and have a 3-hour stand down in the Israeli military where they did nothing to stop them? It's absurd. We know that was a false flag. In fact, Operation Jericho Wall explained that like a year before the attack, the so-called attack, the Israelis wrote a document on exactly that situation happening around the same time. And of course, a music festival moved to the border at the last second. And of course, military helicopters from Israel were seen shooting people. And of course, Israel created Hamas in the first place. So let's like be realistic here. It's just everyone wants to play their sides and get really emotional about it instead of looking at the reality that this is all one big script and we are not the players. We are the background actors, the NPCs that get sacrificed when, you know, on Independence Day, when, you know, the explosion happens in the city and everything gets blown apart and you're the main character that somehow escapes. No, you're not. The politicians are. You're one of those people in the background that gets exploded in with the CGI effects. NTD says, Israel says 99% of Iran's attack was shot down. Okay, well, all the while, you know, we see what's happening in Ukraine. U.S. drones faring poorly in Ukraine conflict. Okay, says Wall Street Journal. So the U.S. drones are faring poorly in Ukraine, but somehow Iranian drones are able to make it across a continent to Israel and get all the way there, even though all the warnings were already there. I mean, can we actually sit down and think about this? It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And it says Israeli media says Iran postponed attack at last minute due to threat of U.S. intervention. Why would if you have a threat of U.S. intervention, which is obvious because that is part of the puzzle, if you attack them there, you're going to cause a bigger conflict. How on earth would they end up attacking them anyway after you think, oh, well, there's threat of U.S. intervention, so we're not going to do it on that day. But on those other days where there's obvious threats of U.S. intervention, we're going to attack on those days. It's absurd. There's no logic in it. It's not supposed to be logical. It's supposed to placate people with false information so that they feel good with their fear. They feel good about their constant quivering fear, which, of course, the mainstream and mainstream alternative media is pushing right now on both sides. Middle East Eye says Israel's defense against Iran attack overnight likely cost over $1 billion. Enjoy your taxpayer money going to further false flags, my friends. That is exactly what we're witnessing right now. And we have this end of the AmericanDream.com, a declaration of war, how the conflict between Israel and Iran fits into the bigger picture. Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to explain here. This brings the whole world onto the brink of war. It means that they will say that you are a terrible person if you don't support it. You are anti-American. You know, we have, for example, who was it again? Joe Walsh, the popular conservative commentator, saying that an attack on Israel is an attack on America. And at first I'm like, that's what a cult member looks like. But then I thought, you know, he's right, because Israel owns America. So therefore, yeah, America basically is Israel. But of course, an attack on Israel or the United States, either one, is all part of a constructed plan to get people on the ground to actually take up arms in favor of the government and fight for the state that enslaves them, fight for the state that put them in masks for years, fight for the state that tried to force inject their children and in some cases succeeded, is fight for the state that locks you down, fight for the state that says you should own nothing and be happy, fight for the state that says you can't eat meat and can't drive cars and can't travel and must be miserable in, you know, a 15-minute city. Fight for that state. Why on earth would anyone want to do that? Well, honestly, a lot of people are going to, because they're going to use the bank accounts against them. They're going to use a food supply against them. They're going to starve them out because people haven't gotten prepared. They didn't get storable food. They didn't get their money out of the bank. They didn't buy gold and silver. They didn't buy, you know, privacy coins. They didn't buy defense mechanisms to defend them and their family. They didn't get prepared, because the human way is always survival, which is based in individual responsibility and self-sustainability, which is synonymous with freedom and is synonymous with humanity. And what are people doing about that? Well, a whole lot of nothing. I would say the vast majority of people are not prepared. And even some people that are preparing haven't prepared enough. And I would even put myself into that category. It's difficult to completely back yourself up against this. But withdrawing from the system is a solution to this problem. So therefore, we must. It says Iran seizes Israel-linked cargo ship in Strait of Hormuz after threats to close waterway. So we see the continued script play out which this involves, of course, going and destroying the food supply. And of course, Iran has been under attack in Iraq and other countries for a while now. And we saw the death of Soleimani back in 2020. And it's like, it's okay for the US to attack all these countries, but if Iran attacks a country back, they're terrorists. Of course, that is the logic they're trying to push on one side while the other side pushes another one. Mark Levin, who's a complete neocon Zionist, says Biden is evil for criticizing Israel's drone striking of WCK food aid workers. So look, I believe Biden is evil, of course, but to say that he's evil for criticizing Israel's drone striking of innocent food aid workers from Britain and Australia is insane. So it's okay for Israel to knowingly, by the way, they knew ahead of time that these were aid workers, for knowingly attacking these British and Australian nationals and murdering them for feeding children. It's evil for criticizing that. It's okay to bomb them, but Iran throws some drones in the air that don't make it through. And the only death was caused by Israel shooting a missile at a Palestinian house, killing a child. And Iran is the bad guy here. Okay. It's funny how they play games with this. They juggle things around to however it feels good for them, but there's no logic in any of their rhetoric at all. It's insane. In fact, it is evil. It assumes that lives are expendable. Children's lives are expendable. The same people that are fighting against abortion, and you know, rightly so, will say it's okay to blow up men, women, and children in another country because they don't know them. Or maybe it's just not part of their preconceived values that they've been indoctrinated with. Natural News says, U.S. Senate working to criminalize any criticism of Israel's genocide with ADL-backed law that will make it illegal to tell the truth. So here we go. So basically, they create problem. You get the reaction. Then they come in with a solution, which creates more problems. It's the Hegelian dialectic. This is exactly what they are planning to do to us, my friends. This is exactly where they are planning to go. They're criminalizing speech. And this is a move into the CBDC system with social credit, where they will criminalize speech by taking away your money and taking away your ability to eat. And if you do eat, you get the Soylent Green type treatment, which would be food rations from Bill Gates farms that include bugs and modified RNA that survives the digestive system and eventually kills you. So I hope you're ready for that if you haven't stocked up. And yet, you know, they try to act all moralistic on some high ground by censoring people, saying it's horrible to have any criticism of Israel's genocide. While more than 13,000 people are missing in Gaza as bodies pile up beneath the rubble, and the majority of people dying are children. Oh, they could be future Hamas fighters. Yeah, well, you could say the same thing. You could be a future Zionist mass murderer. It doesn't justify mass murdering people yourself. It's insane that this even needs to be said. This is the kind of stuff you learn in grade school. And all the while, you have Kim Jong-un once again saying time to prepare for war. Now, the United Nations last year put out a memo saying that they are ready for a unified digital ledger, a global currency, and they also have the ability to lock down any country at any time they want if there is an economic crisis, if there's a new pandemic, if there is a climate emergency, they're covering all their grounds, if there's an alien invasion, if there's a food crisis, and if there's a black swan event, and if there is a war. So again, they're covering every base, saying they could lock people down this year, which just happens to be the year that we're seeing carbon credits put on bank accounts across the board, but just happens to be the year that CBDCs are being launched in countless countries around the world, and the same year that the new World Reserve Currency System is being launched, the BRICS World Reserve Currency, which is supposed to go public at the next summit. FedNow already went public last year, which is the intermediary between the banks and you, which is the Federal Reserve, which gets to censor what money's sent based on the social construct. And if people break the social construct, this is Orwell, my friends. This is, in some ways, worse than Orwell. And it's been scripted out for a very long time. If they're lying about this war, imagine what they lied about with World War II and with World War I. you almost don't want to look into it at first, but it's important because even though it's unpopular, it's the reality needs to be at your feet, and you need to acknowledge it, because to know what's going to happen in the future, you need to know what has happened in the past to some degree. As Mark Twain said, history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. And certainly that is what we're seeing. A global reset of a caliber we have never seen before. World War One ended with further government tyranny and further inflation and further financial warfare and pharmaceutical warfare and all this kind of stuff. World War II, the same thing, but even on a much, much bigger scale that is still, you know, ripping apart the world at the seams to this day. And the results of World War II led to what we are seeing now, a World War III situation. Russia, which was best friends with Israel, but has been calling out Israeli attacks while attacking Ukraine, while working with Turkey and Iran and Syria, while the U.S. and Israel work together and fight against, you know, Lebanon and Palestine, and the same with the British and the French, and their currencies are destroyed and their culture is demoralized, and we see children becoming trans, and we see a destruction of the food supply and the energy supply and the housing market, so you will own nothing and you will be enslaved. We are seeing the complete destruction of the West in favor of the East. All by design. They created a guinea pig state over China. Klaus Schwab says himself that China is a role model for the Great Reset. They have been rolling this out for so long, and now we're seeing the precipice of the cliff, and now we're all starting to fly off of it. Now, did you bring a parachute? That is a question that I have to ask a lot of people. Did you bring a parachute? Because if not, it won't be an easy landing. And it'll paralyze you when you hit the ground, and you will be stuck there forever, like a puppet dangling from the strings of these WEF globalists that are utilizing every weakness of human culture, which they themselves have created, in order to play us against each other. Because the United States was never going to be destroyed by an outside attack; it was always from within. And humanity was never going to be destroyed by a war. It was always going to happen from within, the war within the head, within the mind. With our inability to break free from the cages in our head, we unfortunately bow to the beast that gives us our convenience. Tyranny comes under the guise of convenience, as I've said many times before. And because we give up our consciousness, our independence, we bow and kneel at the feet of the beast on the altar. And if we do not get a parachute before we go off that cliff, we will forever be enslaved on the inside looking out rather than the outside looking in. So the only way that we can survive is not by voting for someone, not by protesting, not by, of course, all these, you know, different initiatives on the street, handing out pamphlets. Those are all good things, like the protesting and the handing out pamphlets. That's a good thing. Wakes people up. But the true reality is we must withdraw from the system. We must withdraw from the money system, from the grocery system, from the dependence system that has become so easy and was built up because we were so independent for so long. But now we've reached our end and we are weak. As always, I urge people in the face of this false flag nonsense to actually get stocked up. There's heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off, and you get free shipping to the USA. So I urge people to go and check that link below and get involved today. Again, this is a way to save your life. And of course, you don't have to pay all at once. You could use Afterpay at Heaven's Harvest so that you can pay over time. So if you think it's a little expensive, which, by the way, this is the new currency and was the original currency, which is food. It means sustenance. It means survival. It means our ability to actually survive what they are trying to do, which is complete dependence. It is a real currency. and you're already saving money versus inflation. But if you need to spend money over time and not all at once, we have Afterpay on Heaven's Harvest. Again, I urge people to get one of the bigger kits, because if you get one of the bigger kits, it means that that's that that amount of time you aren't going to be in a food line eating mRNA food. There's time then for the fight to be waged against this globalist empire. And hopefully you can make it to the end without having to bow on your knees in the face of this revolution. I urge people to go and check out Wild Pastures. The link is in the description. Make sure to use that link and you get 20% off your life plus $15 off your first box. 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. All non-GMO, no mRNA, no, you know, there's no chemicals of any kind over at Wild Pastures. So we really appreciate them. And it's all raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature controlled and customizable as you see fit. So I urge people to use that deal. It's a pretty amazing deal, if you ask me. Another big one is withdrawing from the banking system. Buy physical gold and silver today. Go over to firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult/. Make sure you use our link, because if you use our link, you can sign up with Mark Gonzalez, who is an amazing guy. He's a truther. He's a freedom fighter. Schedule an appointment for a free consultation with him and a complimentary investor package. You can get physical gold and silver. You can get physical gold and silver in your hands or in a vault. And of course, you could also do physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, etc. When you sign up, make sure in the comments that you say you found him at WAM or World Alternative Media. We really appreciate it, my friends. There are many ways to evade this insanity that's happening around the world. We have Lion Energy. You could buy battery, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. And not, you know, be dependent on the government grid, which is insane to be dependent on in the face of the Great Reset. So go and check it out. You get money off and free shipping when you use our link. We have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. This could save your life. And it's honestly a huge way to fight back against the Great Reset, which is trying to poison and kill us in their eugenics experiments. Use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you can save money on your order. So go and check that link in the description and make sure to use code Josh. And finally, amazing stuff over at madtravnutrition.com, where you can buy 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. You can get Manuka honey and you can get mushroom tinctures. You save money if you use the code Josh, J-O-S-H. Really good stuff, and I urge you to try that out. And thank you to everyone who has helped support us over time. We have gogetfunding.com linked in the description. You guys, we could not do it without you. We have been bankrupt in the last year. I made a post on Twitter regarding this issue recently, so I urge people to go and check that out at World Alt Media. But gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar, we cannot do it without you. Any help is very much appreciated. We literally couldn't do it without you. We'd be on the streets, and we have already given up our home to continue doing this because we went bankrupt. But you guys have kept us alive, and we could not thank you enough. We have new chapters coming up very soon. That's gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. Very important stuff to help keep us alive. And of course, we have a link for our Teespring store where you can get merchandise. And as always, you can find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson, and on the Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms, except for, of course, Spotify, where we were banned. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, my friends, live freely, live by example. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.